Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Barbell Baristas. I'm River.
I'm Link.
And I'm Dakota.
And today we're talking about the CrossFit Games.
Again!
But like, now what happened?
Yeah.
In 2018.
Well, we all, pretty much what happened in 2017. Matt Fraser won. Tia Toomey won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Before we dive in, let's recap today. What's everyone been up to? That was my Dakota impression, if you couldn't tell.
I don't sound like that at all.
That sounded exactly.
You're right. I sounded way nicer than you.
I'm not doing this right now, but I don't think I sound like that.
All right, Dakota.
Of course you don't.
Well, I'm probably going to do a color on Saturday, even though I don't want to, because my friend Molly's going to do it with me, even though she's going to leave me. She's so much faster.
Yeah, she is faster.
You should try and be faster.
It's because of my short legs and my thunder thighs.
Or your short strides.
My strides are longer.
But even
Molly, she does like the short strides, and her short strides match my long strides.
I have short legs.
I'm short. Alright.
Anyway. And also, I found out today that I have to get CPR certified in order to become a group fitness instructor, so that'll be fun.
You could have like an old lady pass out, and you're gonna have to do CPR on an old lady.
Hey.
Anyway, all right.
But also, better news: my shoulder's feeling a lot better.
Can I punch it?
No.
Okay.
I would like everyone to know that they constantly punch my injured shoulder.
No,
so punchable.
I have a perfectly good right shoulder.
I try to say, no, we don't. So punchable.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
Anyway.
Dakota typed out that I'm supposed to say I did a run. So I ran today.
You ran so far away. You know, that's fun. Half marathon training.
Is it?
It's going.
I'm glad it's going.
I thought you did something fun today.
No.
Did you not run with Chad?
No.
Chad Bellin?
No.
We love you, Chad.
Love you, Chad.
I admire you, Chad, I guess. I don't think we're on that level yet. Anyway.
But yeah, I just trained today. You know, I was off work. That's
cool. Hashtag train all day.
Yeet.
Hashtag train in the morning, hashtag train in the night.
Man, I was trying to be Batman, you know.
So that was our week.
But if you were Batman, wouldn't you have done some detective work as well?
You probably just would have, like, without using a gun, killed a bunch of people and then been like, I hate guns. But
Batman doesn't kill people.
He just maims.
Intentionally.
Now, he's like Dobby. You know,
he just
Dobby didn't mean to kill. Just meant to maim. I mean, if you decide to stay on that monorail train that's falling off the
man, I'm not even talking Batman rails. Begins movie. I'm talking about comic book.
I'm just saying that's a good example.
All right, this is a story for another day. All right, so we're going to just jump right into it.
The games.
CrossFit Games are over. It was a very exciting week.
Except for that row.
That row was so boring.
It was hilarious hearing all the athletes talk about the row, like, afterwards.
It was funny to watch the athlete walk away after the row.
Oh, God. My favorite Instagram post, though, was from Bukowski in a scandalous pose.
In front of a bag of ice.
I mean,
paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, that was good stuff right there.
It was slightly terrifying.
Man, but the first day was really interesting. A lot of single implement, like, you know, there's the crit, then 30 muscle up for time.
Not that many people died during the crit, so that's good.
No one died.
Only a few wrecks, so that was
that
really...
That girl flipped over the bike.
Endo. Yeah.
And that ended her entire weekend.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really bummed out, because I'd be so angry and furious, like, I just literally got here, and I'm already out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then I would go home and eat a ton of pie or something. I don't know.
You eat a ton of pie.
I'm not really
really a pie person. Yeah. Ice cream and brownies.
You're right. You're more Greek yogurt than honey.
Anyway.
Buy the gallon.
Buy the truckload.
That's a great idea. Go to Sam's, get a giant industrial sized tub of Greek yogurt.
An industrial thing of honey?
That's even... Oh my gosh. The possibility.
You would die.
Oh, the tangents. Alright, so let's go over our favorite moments from the game, and then we'll talk about our saddest moments.
Best moment of the games.
Anytime Dan Bailey...
Dan Bailey did not compete.
Anytime he was on screen at the update show, just flexing that bicep.
Yeah, holding that microphone, he's like, whoa, does this microphone
make
me look
small? Hey guys, do I have biceps? I can't remember.
Whoa.
Love Dan Bailey.
But to be fair, like all the other people who were on that... They were all pretty impressively flexing, holding their mics. I don't think they can help it, though, at this point. Like, they're so fit, they can't help but, like, look like they're constantly flexing while holding items.
True.
Anyway.
All right, so my favorite moment of the games this weekend is probably Chaos.
Mm.
I thought that was a very interesting workout. Especially since the athletes didn't know what they were doing until they got on the field, and then they didn't know how many reps they were doing of what they found on the field.
Yeah. Constantly varied functional fitness at its most constantly varied.
Alright, let's just talk about that. Those box jump overs. Those were the tallest box jump overs I've ever seen in my life.
That's like a majority of my height. I would hate those. Yeah. I hate normal box jumps.
Box jumps are just not a good time.
Not for sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I guess it's more of a tall man's thing.
I thought one of my favorite moments at the games, I know it probably shouldn't be one of my favorite moments, but it's pretty funny. When Matt Fraser and then Patrick Bellner both fell.
So scary.
It was so scary, but when they got up and walked away, I was just like, good, now I can laugh about it. It felt But yeah. I really like the obstacle course, the Rescue Randy, you know, Cole Sager, one arm and Rescue Randy. Just...
All right, let's talk about Rescue Randy for a second.
Rescue Randy, Patrick Bellner.
No, let's talk about the equivalent of a workout partner.
No.
Rescue Randy is.
You mean...
In a partner-wide...
I don't like how this podcast is turning. I like it's slowly, progressively turning into a Dakota hate fest.
It's not a hate fest.
It's a speaking the truth fest.
I would call it a roast.
Laura loves me as a partner.
Laura hasn't ever had a different partner, really.
Alright, so Rescue Randy is a better partner in workout than Dakota.
You
we'll
drag.
Leave it at that.
You know what? I'm okay.
So,
You know, I'm the person that you choose when, you know, I'm the last kid in the dodgeball thing. The last person you pick on your team for dodgeball.
The last person they pick when they show up late for class and everyone else is partnered up.
Yeah.
And then they're still like, I could do this solo.
whatever.
We love you, Dakota, like a sister.
It doesn't sound
guys,
like
it. I'm going to say one thing. I was really surprised when Matt Fraser failed that first clean during the speed cleaning jerk ladder. Oh, that was super surprising. I did not expect anything like that. I didn't expect him not to advance. I expected him to win it.
This is random. But didn't Rich Froning get randomly checked for...
drug tests?
Drug tests, yeah.
Air quotes, randomly.
Oh, that's
hashtag
so
random. Yeah, but he got drug tested, but, you know...
It came back negative.
I feel like a lot of them got drug tested.
Just yes. Like the podcast.
What?
Nothing. Moving on. I don't know if I can qualify it as the saddest moment, but watching Josh Bridges with the yoke carry made me hurt, I think, more than anything I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Because that was so heavy for him. He is a... man of short stature.
A wee man.
He was injured.
A wee man. Was he really?
Yeah, he had a low body injury.
Oh, so that was a super great, super great time.
There's a lot of injuries, though. Is there usually this many injuries during the games?
I don't know, but you have to think they did, what, 13 events? 14 events?
14 events.
In 5 days?
Yeah,
like,
that's a lot.
There's going to be injury. You're pushing your body to do a gigantic volume of work.
Just a little bit. Yeah. But the saddest moment for me is Sarah Sigmund's daughter, when she fractured her ribs and she had to pull out on which event did she pull out on?
I don't know what.
She did several. I think she did the first 2 days, didn't she?
Yeah.
I think she pulled out the last day.
Like, it's depressing, honestly. I love Sarah Sigmund's daughter, but, you know.
Because she's your future wife?
She's not my future wife. I just love her.
As a friend.
She's too good for me. But, you know, it was good to see other people at the top, like Laura Horvath. That was nice to see a new face in the top three.
Yeah, I didn't ever know who she was until...
Well, you know, she qualified, first person to ever qualify at Hungary, you know, really kind of impressive.
Was she hungry for the podium?
Dude, I'm excited.
Hungry for them games.
I hate both of you.
Maybe even a PB&J, though, after those workouts.
Yeah, John and all of them saw her at Chipotle afterwards.
Sounds about
I'm right. Sorry. After I... If I did the CrossFit games, they were gonna happen. I would not go to Chipotle, though.
Man, Chipotle...
Not a huge Chipotle
fan.
It's just like... It's worse
Chipotle
than those.
Chipotle is not my life.
Worse than Taco Bell. Chipotle.
I would go to Yamada's, but...
Yamada's isn't... In
I would go
Wisconsin.
To a Japanese restaurant that serves hibachi chicken with yum yum sauce.
Weak.
Oh, how we digress.
Thai food.
Alright, let's talk about Tia Claire Toomey and her deadlift
that
was
deadlift
10
face.
Pounds heavier than my current deadlift max.
There. How much was it again?
415.
415, yeah.
She made it look so.
I think I said at work, which I was telling somebody about it, and I was like, you know, not that I'll ever get there because I have no desire to get there, but I just have no desire to lift that much weight. So, you know, you go to it. You do that, girlfriend. You do you. Bless you.
Oh, look at that cute little kitten that just...
Yeah, that was...
That was a River Kiner, full grown man. This is why he can't deadlift more than Tia Toomey.
It's you!
Because he's technically a 5-year-old.
Michael! No, I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
All right, like, what was your favorite moment from the games this
favorite year? Moment of the games? When Matt Fraser, on the last workout, he didn't even have to win it. Just sent it and crushed.
Asserted his dominance.
Crushed it.
I don't think he knows how to slow down, though.
Nah. Oh, those pegboard scents were just incredible.
Man.
Touch and go. Touch and go.
I think my favorite part was the snatch. The team's...
Team snatches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
Oh, no. Wait. Forget all other parts. Best part. Rich Froning. Being Rich Froning.
Closing a what?
It was like over 10.
Over 10
minute reps.
Between 10 and 12 rep gap in between the next team.
Him and Jared Wayne Stevens. Jared Wayne Stevens is not a guy who's just like, he's really fit. But Froning just ate.
Froning is Froning.
What did he eat?
He broke up the snatches, but he just he went unbroken and smooth on those bar muscle-ups. Like, it was incredible to watch. Like, and they won that event, and, you know, Mayhem Freedom won overall. Which, you know, everyone kind of expected.
It was like the top five was all American teams, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
U.S.
America works better together, y'all. Than a team.
Because we can't get any of our athletes on the podium for women.
Yeah. Come on, women.
Carrie Pierce.
We're too busy back in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So sexist.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not, though. That was a good one. Anyway.
I'm not sexist, but I am funny.
What is this, 1950s America? Mm. Anyway, what's your saddest moments? Like, what just made you feel, what tugged on your heart?
Just gave you the gloomy
nothing clothes. Made me really all that sad. It was just, you know, maybe Pat Vellner losing that chain on the bike. It kind
he just had a rough week.
It kind of affected his weekend.
I feel like maybe he's cursed.
He is a ginger.
Man. What was it, that guy last year?
Steroid boy.
Yeah. Boy. And he's technically got third place, but nobody knew about it.
Right. I'm glad he got on the podium this year. Yeah. I'm glad he got the second.
I'm proud of him. He did his darndest.
He did. Let's be for real, though. A second place on the podium right now is kind of a first place for normal people.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Fraser's just...
something else.
Yeah, Matt Fraser. I don't think anyone will beat him for at least two more years. But eventually, maybe Pat Vellner? I don't know. Pat Vellner might not, just because he wants to get a real job, you know.
What do you mean?
He wants to use his degree.
What's his degree in? I don't know.
Chiropractor.
Oh. Okay.
He wants to pop the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm real
tired.
You. Yeah, take a break, man.
I feel like we're going down a...
Yeah, man. We are all kind of tired, so...
All right, Dakota, what's your favorite moment?
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't watch it nearly as much as y'all did.
Lame.
I was studying for a test in the middle of watching it. So it was like I was watching it and studying at the same time.
You guys can't see it, but I've done a very dramatic and over-the-top eye roll.
Yeah, they both have. Anyway, I have to pass this ACE certification.
Yeah. It's a place for the helpful, hard-working folks.
Anyway, I was trying to keep track of John Colty, the guy from Alabama.
Oh, what up?
He got 30th place, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know, man.
That's good. Obviously, I didn't keep that good a track of him. I enjoyed his Instagram feed. It was pretty funny.
Well, the game for good this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year,
I love Tia
Toomey's
deadlift face.
To watch.
Yeah. Watching the games would be fantastic.
Yeah, seeing some of the people from our gym going was a little bittersweet. It's like, I'm glad y'all are having a good time.
Super jealous.
No,
I'm super jealous.
Alright, any last words? Dun dun dun.
No, I don't.
Tell my story!
Alright, guys. Well, that's all we have for this episode. Next week's topic will be...
I feel like I was telling somebody this. We should talk about CrossFit terminology. Yes. I feel like there's so many random words that we've been saying this whole time that a majority of people, the whole 10 people who actually listen to it.
15.
Oh, my bad. The whole 15 people who listen to this, half of them don't know what we're saying.
We are speaking.
CrossFit.
So next week we'll be discussing the language of CrossFit.
And, you know, like what's an emom?
I thought we spoke mostly English.
Mostly.
Anyway.
Alright, so be sure to follow us on Instagram at Barbell Baristas, and don't forget to subscribe wherever you enjoy podcasts. Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm River.
I'm Lake.
And I'm Dakota.
And we are
Barbell Baristas.